Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yonder. Hallelujah. Well, we are excited about tonight, and we want to welcome you. Praise the Lord. God bless you, and welcome to a kingdom call. This is Elder Jordan. I'm not sure what just happened. Looks like we had some technical difficulties, but guess what? We are here, and we are excited about Wednesday night. A kingdom call. Amen. Tonight is Wednesday, and it is April the 22nd, and we are here every Wednesday night at 9:30 Central Standard Time, and we are delighted, we are excited, and we are glad to have our listeners with us. We are going to be with you for about an hour, so go ahead and call family member, friend, co-worker, call your enemy. Let them know that God is releasing a word. Give them the number. Give them the website. And invite them to connect and be a part of what God is sharing with us as we prepare ourselves with the whole armor of God. Hallelujah. We are just so grateful to be able to come into your living area and share this time with you. We are excited. It's a privilege to have you connect with us. Again, this is Elder Jordan. This is the Kingdom Call, and we are excited. So, again, we want to give you an opportunity to text and invite others to listen to what God is sharing. We do want to let you know that before we end the broadcast, we will open up the line and take prayer requests. We are a praying ministry, and we believe in the power of prayer, and we will come in agreement with what you are believing God for, because we understand that there's nothing too hard for our God. Amen. And so we welcome you again to a Kingdom Call. I do want to take this time to just really give a shout out to South Dallas, and also to all of our awesome partners, friends, volunteers, intercessor, warriors that was with us, that helped us, and that was a part of are taking them to the street resurrection crusade. We had an awesome, awesome time, and we could have not done it without you. So we thank you for your prayers. We had souls added into the kingdom, hallelujah. We had families restored. We had job opportunities come available. God was just showing out. And to God be the glory. So I want to especially thank our Edgewood Manor residents over there on South Boulevard for coming out as they always do, and the rest of the awesome people in the community of South Dallas. We had several pastors that partner with us, and awesome people that sow into what we do. And God gets the glory, and souls are added, and the devil is upset. And so I truly want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for supporting and being with us. And we want to continue to pray, as we will before the broadcast is over, for those that joined the family of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and as well as our listeners on that's tuned in on tonight. And so we've been talking for the last couple of months, and we've been taking our time and doing so about being prepared for spiritual warfare. Are you prepared? Are you ready? Amen. We have to be spiritually prepared for the journey that God takes us on once we become a believer. And so we're continuing on. We'll do a little quick review, and we'll continue on talking and sharing about the pieces of the spiritual armor that we must have, why we need to wear them, why it's important, what it does, and for us to be reminded. Sometimes we just need to be reminded of the Word of God and why it's important for us to walk in His truth. Amen? And so grab your Bibles and pencil, paper, and take notes, because we do this study so that we can continue to get strong. It's not to replace your teaching from your church, it is to enhance. Sometimes we're not always able to get there, and with it being on Blog Talk Radio, the internet, we're able to even go into some countries where they may not even have access to church. So to God be the glory for this opportunity to share the Word of God. I do want to take a moment now to bring Sister Monica forth and allow her to share with our audience what Linda Jordan Ministries is doing. I tell you, God is really opening up some great and awesome doors of ministry opportunities. And because this is a kingdom walk, Amen. We want you to be involved. We want you to be informed. And we want to invite you to connect with us. So grab your calendar, because we are on the move for the glory of God. And grab a pencil so you can jot this information down. You can connect with us. You can sow into what we're doing. You can pray for what we're doing. Amen. And so, Sister Monica, are you there? What's going on? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear us?
I can hear. This is Elder Jordan, and I believe I'm having some technical difficulties. Are you on? Can you hear me on the air?
Yes. This is Sister Denise and Sister Rose.
Rose, amen. I'm not sure what's going on, but bear with me.
You can barely hear us.
Oh no, I can hear you.
Okay, we sitting out on the porch. Listen.
All right.
To
well,
you.
God bless you. You just continue to listen, and I'm trying to get my announcer on here.
Okay.
This is Sister Rose.
Sister Rose and Sister Denise.
Amen.
From Edgewood Manor.
Amen. Could you hear me?
It's sunny, South Dallas.
Yes, ma'am.
We can hear you.
Okay, very good. So I was trying to... Sister Monica? Okay. I'm wondering if the rest of... can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello?
Okay, can
Hello?
You all hear me?
Sister
I'm having
Willie.
Some... Hi?
This is Sister Willie.
God bless you, Sister Willie. Amen. And so you all can hear me. I'm not sure what's going on here.
It sounds like some kind of static, like you're on a two-way radio or something. A little static.
Is it?
And you're coming in and out.
Okay. I was trying to see if... Monica, are you on?
I'm here.
Amen. So, was my introduction heard at all?
Yes.
Yes,
ma'am. I heard the introduction.
Yes.
Huh? Okay.
Yes. I heard the introduction, and then I started doing the announcement, so I'm not sure if anyone heard that or not.
No. So I want you to please do the announcements, and then we will continue with our studies. Now, I would like to go ahead and say most of you all are live, so if you could please be mindful of your background noise as we, you know, continue with the broadcast. I so appreciate it. And Sister Monica, if you could come forth and share the announcement.
Okay. All right. Every Monday at 9:30, we have our Kingdom Call. This is an open prayer line. Anyone is and everyone is welcome to join us on the prayer line. The number is 218-936-6142. That's 218-936-6142. The passcode is 772-937. 772-937. Also, Elder Jordan and her team goes to the Luceriot Jail every third Sunday evening, and God is doing some wonderful things there. So we ask that you continue to keep her lifted, as well as the women at the Luceriot Jail. We will not have a Laughter, Love to Life social on this Friday. Be prepared for next month. We'll have an outing. So listen up for special instructions concerning our Laughter, Love to Life outing for next month, the month of May. We will also host the National Day of Prayer, and we'll give you more instructions concerning that. Coming up in June, we will have Focus on the Family in Balk Springs. Also, July the 17th, from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m., we will have our watch service, watch night, and this is open to all intercessors and prayer warriors. This will be at the Changing Directions Christian Center in DeSoto, Texas. If you have any prayer requests, please send them to lwjministries@gmail.com. That's lwjministries@gmail.com. You can also follow us on social media with Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and that's Linda Jordan Ministry. If you would like to support us financially, you can send your donations to Linda Jordan Ministry at P.O. Box 852-501. That's P.O. Box 852-501 at Mesquite, Texas, 75185. The zip code again is 75185. You may also make donations through PayPal at lindajordanministries.com. There is a 3% processing fee from PayPal, so please keep that in mind when you're making your donations. And these are our Kingdom Outreach announcements. Thank you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Sister Monica, and thank you for sharing our announcements to let our awesome partners, listeners, and friends know what God is allowing us to do. And we want to encourage you, first of all, to keep us in prayer, and second of all, to partner with us and to meet us at these outreach ministry events that God has us on. I do want to say on our Laughter, Love to Life, we're going to be celebrating Mother's Day next month. And so with our Laughter, Love to Life social, we want to invite you to come and hang out with us. That's a time that we just enjoy each other and have good Holy Ghost clean fun. Hallelujah. So I'll let you know what that event is going to be, and you can have your children to sing you, or you can bring your daughter with you. We're just going to hang out and enjoy that time together, laughing and just having a good time. How many know that it is okay to laugh? Is that all right? It is okay to laugh. Again, I do want to just say what an awesome, awesome time we had with our Taking to the Street Resurrection Crusade with South Dallas community. We have some of the listeners on tonight, and we are so grateful for your commitment to us. And I want to give a special shout out to my ministry team. I certainly could not do what I do without having people that have the same heart as you and committed to be about the Father's business. So I'm excited about the team. I thank God for each and every one. Now we want to go ahead and get into our study. We have been talking about being prepared for spiritual warfare, because we know that when we accept Christ, he never told us that it would be a bed of roses. He never said that it was always going to be easy, you know, and that we would not have some hard times. And we often will come to find out that being a Christian, you will encounter some things. You will go through some trials, some tribulations. You'll come against some hard times and into some rough places. And the best way for us to be able to stand and be victorious in those situations is learning how to put on and walk in the full armor of God. Amen. Now, I think I have some a live audience. And so if I have a live audience, I need to hear you when I speak the truth. Is that all right? Do I have anybody that's with me that's a part of the live audience on tonight? Hallelujah. Yeah.
Lord.
Amen. Let me hear you. Amen. I'm like the preacher. Amen. I won't preach long if I hear you saying something back at me. But so we've been talking about being prepared by putting on the full armor of God. And our passage that we've been teaching from, let's read that. And it is in Ephesians. And we are in the sixth chapter of Ephesians. And we're starting at the 10th verse. And this is Paul speaking. He says, a final word, and I'm reading from a Living Translation, and so it may read a little differently, but this is a scripture passage that we are very familiar with, so you'll understand even in this translation. It says, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood, enemies, but against evil rulers, authorities of an unseen world, against mighty powers in dark world, against evil spirits in heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that you'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will be standing firm. See, after the battle, because you're going to be in a battle, but after the battle, because you have on every piece of God's armor, you'll be able to come out of the battle standing firm, standing mm-hmm. strong, standing tall, standing your mm-hmm. ground, putting mm-hmm. on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For the shoes, put on the peace that comes from God, the good news, so that you are fully prepared. Amen? And so we're going to stop right there, because we're going to talk tonight about our feet being shod with the preparation of the gospel. Amen? And before we go into that, I just want to just back up and talk about, because we've been doing this series for about 5 weeks now. So you are able to go to blackfolkradio.com/Granny's Place and look for a Kingdom Call and listen to the previous teachings that we've been talking about on this armor. And so real quick, I just want to go over a couple of the other pieces that we've already talked about because they are just as important. All of the pieces of armor is important. And the reason why we want to put on the armor of God is because of the adversary, the accuser of the brethren, the enemy who comes to trick us, who comes to tempt us. The Bible says that he desires to sift us as wheat. Amen. But when we have on the full armor of God, then we are aware of the enemy. And the Bible also talks about the enemy coming as an angel of light. And so if somebody is disguising themselves as an angel of light, you need to be able to see, discern, and to know that this is not who he say he is, and not to fall into, not to follow after, not to come in alignment with what he's saying, with what he's showing, with what he's trying to get you to do. That's the enemy. And that's why we have to know and be dressed with the armor. The other thing we talked about is how he's not everywhere at the same time because he's not God, amen, but he's able to do his job so well and so cleverly because he has demons. I call them organized agents, amen? And he has these organized agents working for him to come to vex us, to come against us, to come to trick us. And we have to know that we are covered in the blood of Jesus, that God has given us everything that we need to be victorious. But if we don't know and if we don't put it on, then we are setting ourselves up for defeat. And so that's why we want to be armed, dressed, and dangerous in the Holy Ghost. Amen? In the Holy Ghost. And so we talk also about the first piece was girding ourselves up with truth, amen, girding ourselves with truth, which is the belt of truth. And we know that a belt in the natural holds our clothes together, amen. Our belt holds our clothes together. It keeps us looking like we got it all together. And so when we have when we gird ourselves with the belt of truth, then the enemy cannot feed us with anything because we know the truth. The truth is on the inside, amen? And when the truth is on the inside, the enemy cannot come against us telling us that we're not the head. He can't come against us and say that we're not healed. He can't come against us and say that my whole household shall not be saved. He can't come against me when I am girded up with the belt of truth. The belt of truth is God's word. Amen? Mm-hmm. And nothing can come against God's word. But if we don't know God's word, then we can easily be distracted. We can easily be overcome. We can easily trip up and fall. Now, the Apostle Paul gave us this this illusion, this illustration of military, putting on the full armor of God. And as we continue with our studies, I want you to visualize a soldier in his armor now. And when you look at, and this is the other thing that we're doing, I'm getting and preparing now to have a 5x7 picture of a armored soldier. And I am going to send those out to our listeners because we need to understand how important it is for us to know that we are really covered when we put on the armor. Come on now. We are really covered, and the enemy cannot come against us. The enemy cannot enter in. The enemy cannot when we have on the full armor. And sometimes we need to see something visual to help us to really receive it spiritually, that I'm covered in this day, that God has me covered. When I know the pieces of armor spiritually, when I know what they mean, when I know that I have them on, then the wind may blow and the storm may come and the tornado may come, but I shall not be moved because I'm covered. I am hidden in the armor. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to be sending this out because it's no need of us taking this time to study and break this word down and still walk out defeated and still walk out less than the authority and the power that God has given us. Amen. And so that's why we're taking our time and breaking this word down, because you know, like I know, that we're in a war. We're in a war naturally, and we're in a war spiritually. Amen? But if we understand who we are and what we have to be able to stand in the war, then it's okay. Though the storm may rage in my life, I am anchored in the Lord. And that's where we have to be. We have to know that we are covered, and this armor truly protects us. Is anybody with me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so the Apostle Paul was so acquainted with the Roman soldier because of his imprisonment. And so as God would have him to study and become very familiar with every piece and then equated to the spiritual realm, because he understood that the believers wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principalities, against spiritual rankings. And how can I get them to stand? How can I get them to be victorious? How can I show them and tell them that they can win this thing? And then God gives him the great revelation of the armor. The armor that the soldiers wear, the Roman soldiers. And when you look at all of that and apply it and relate it, you can see how it so relates and how we can be victorious. Amen? And so a lot of times we have to be able to see something in the natural to be able to understand it in the spiritual. And how perfect is the example of soldiers, even soldiers of today. Soldiers of today dress differently, come on now, when they're on the battlefield, than when they are at home resting with their families. Amen. So there is a different attire. There is a different aroma. There is a different attitude that we must have. Amen. When we step out of our house, and even when we're in our home, it just depends on what's all going on in the house.
Right.
Amen. We have to have our armor on. Hallelujah. And so the book of truth, it helps us as we continue to study and learn of the word of God that makes us strong. That's girding. Gird yourself with the belt of truth so you shall not be moved. You know how you take that belt and tighten it up? You know it's squeezing you, you know, but it's tightening you up from the inside, amen? And you feel it on the outside. You know, that's how God's word is. We gird ourselves up with the word, and even though I see something that with my natural, I'm not moved by it because I'm girded. I'm standing on the promises. Hallelujah.
All right.
And so that's why we have to have the belt of truth on. Hallelujah. And then the other piece was the breastplate of righteousness. And the thing that I like, and I'm going pretty quick, trying to go quickly to it so we can get to the gospel of our feet with the gospel of peace. But the breastplate of righteousness is so key because it protects the vital parts of our bodies. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
When
mm-hmm.
we have the breastplate on, it protects our heart. So the enemy mm-hmm. won't come against our heart. It protects our chest cavity. It protects our lungs, our breathing. It protects us. And the other thing about the Roman soldiers, when you begin to, and I think I talked about it on the last time, but when you look at how that breastplate was made, it fit them. It fit
mm-hmm.
them around
mm-hmm.
the front and around the back. They were
mm-hmm.
totally covered up. Amen. And that's how we have to be when we are dressing ourselves. We have to have on the righteousness of God. Amen.
Right.
The word
Amen.
Of God, covered in the righteousness of God. And the reason why, and I'm going to move on, the reason why we oftentimes get hit, even though we have on the breastplate of righteousness, is because we allow the wrong things to come out of our mouth. We allow the wrong things to meditate in our thought process. We
uh-huh.
will go to the wrong places. And when that happens, little holes then are entered into our breastplate. So
mm-hmm.
our breastplate is no longer completely protecting us. Because you're saying something vile out of your mouth. You're acting not like who you belong to. Every time we get outside of the character of Jesus Christ, we're punching holes out of our breastplate of righteousness. And when we do that, we are allowing the enemy to have a beachhead to come in and attack us. See, we don't think that it's the small foxes that spoil it, but it really is. Amen. It's the small things that we say. It's that spirit of envy. It's
mm-hmm.
that spirit of pride. It's that spirit of jealousy. It's that spirit of rebellion. It's that spirit of gossip that
mm-hmm.
we may not operate in it every day, but we don't need to operate in it at all. Amen.
Amen.
And when we do,
Amen.
When we do operate in it, then we are not fully covered. So it's not God. It's not God that's not doing his job. God is
mm-hmm.
doing his. But it's the people that's trying to put the armor on. It's what are you doing? You know, how
mm-hmm.
are you lining up with God? There's no failure in him. The
Amen.
Failure is in us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So the armor works when we line up with it. Amen. It's not hard for us to clean up our mouth. It's not hard for us to clean our thoughts. The Bible says to cast down every vain imagination. Bring it down before you have time to meditate on it. The Bible said that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Choose you what you're going to say. You can say the right thing and hold back from saying the wrong thing. See, all
mm-hmm.
of those things affect the armor, come on here, that we
mm-hmm.
are putting on. Amen?
Amen.
So that's what we wanted to remember about the breastplate. We have to be careful, because the breastplate, it does protect us from the front
mm-hmm.
to the back to the side. Amen. Keep visualizing that knight, that Roman soldier. You see nothing of him. He is totally hidden in the armor, and that's why he is victorious. That's why he wins, because none of him, come on here, Jesus, none of him is on the scene. And when none of us is on the scene and we are completely hidden in the armor of God, we too will be victorious. We too
mm-hmm.
will be overcomers. Amen.
Right.
So
right.
And we're moving on to that was the first and second. This is the third piece of the armor. Hallelujah. Now, the third piece is the gospel of peace. Our
mm-hmm.
feet being shod with the gospel of peace. And Apostle Paul did not just write about the armor. He wore the armor with his shoes. Mm-hmm. He found it to be protection. He found it to be strength. He knew the knowledge of the gospel, what it would mean to him as he spread the good news, that he had to be covered. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
His footing was not unstable, but yet it was sure. Amen. Steve shone with the gospel of peace. That's what we have to do. Apostle Paul was prepared to carry the gospel. Amen. Wherever he went, he carried the gospel. And if we are going to stand and withstand, then we need to have on the shoes too. The shoes, the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. We have to have the peace of God with us. I think it's Romans 5:1, jot that down, says that it comes from the gospel. The peace of God comes from the gospel. If there is no peace, you're not walking in the gospel. If there is no peace, you're not holding on to the word of God. We don't have to fear the enemy. We don't have to come up under attack. We must have the peace of God and also peace with others. Now, Paul was prepared to share the gospel of peace to a lost world, and we too must do the same. We are ambassadors, amen? We are ambassadors, and ambassadors carry news. Amen. An ambassador goes from one place to another with news, with proclamation, with something to say. And that's what we are. We are ambassadors, and we got something to say. Amen. And we bring peace to where we go. We take peace to the places that we go. Hallelujah. The armor of God, when you look at the shoes, it says, shine your feet with the preparation of the gospel. Your feet sandaled with readiness. Amen. Readiness for the gospel. Now, when we look back at the soldier, imagine the soldier again, the Roman soldier, the armor knight. They had special shoes. They wore special shoes. They could not get on the battlefield without these special shoes. They weren't everyday shoes, just like our soldiers. My husband had certain boots that he had to wear when he was in the battle. Amen. They're not the same shoes. And guess what? We have to put on special shoes. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Special
Amen.
Shoes. Now, these shoes that they wore then, and it's so, equates to how we need to stand as we go forward. Mm-hmm. When I found this description, that their shoes are thick. They have a thick sole. And their shoes have knob nails on the sandals that's real thick that goes in to keep the shoes from coming loose. Stubs, the nails are big nails. The head of the nails is real big, and it goes deep so that there is no problem with losing traction, with the sole coming loose, that these shoes are ready-made for war. Amen? And that's what we have to have. When we put on the gospel of peace, amen, it is our firm foundation. It is our traction for when we go into the enemy's camp, when we go and preach the gospel to the lost, our feet are shone with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We have thickness in our feet. We have traction. They're covered because you know the enemy come after. If you have a problem with your feet, you got problems because our feet take us where we need to go.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have problems in the spirit with our feet, we're going to fall in the middle of the battle. We're going to trip up. Our feet going to give out. We won't make it to the end. And that's why we have to understand the significance, the importance of what we need to put on. And Paul said, just put it on. Just receive it. It's not hard. Take on, the Bible says, take on the full armor of God. Just receive it. Just meditate on it. Just sit, go in God, into God's armor and know that I am putting it on. Amen? The gospel of peace brings a settling. The word preparation is a Greek word that means readiness. Come on here. Come on. Be prepared. Be ready.
Right.
Be prepared. Be firm. Be prepared. Be strong. You know, we must stand and be prepared, ready, standing firm. Amen. Trusting in the one who has called us to battle is going to bring us through the battle. Amen. If we were to be completely dressed with our helmet, our breastplate, and our belt, and didn't have on our shoes, we would look kind of crazy. We would look kind of, you know, out of sorts, you know, and we would be, because we're not completely dressed to take on the task that is before us. Amen? And so putting on the gospel of peace, amen, peace I bring to you, just like where we were in South Dallas, we bought the peace of God. We had our feet shone with the gospel of peace. We had our feet shone with the gospel of love. There was no contention. There was nothing but love. There was nothing but joy. There was nothing but peace and fun and happiness and sharing God's word, because we were dressed for the assignment. We were dressed. We were dressed. John 14:27 says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Amen? And that's what we were. We walked in God's peace. Amen? Because all of us have things going on. We have situations and things that we're dealing with, but we'll know that we have the peace of God, that God is working it out. We can cast our cares on him, and we can strap ourselves, gird ourselves up, put on the breastplate, amen, strap our feet with the gospel, and go out and be a blessing, amen, to somebody else. Hallelujah. The good news is our mission. Hallelujah. And we are marching, walking out our marching orders in spreading the good news. It is our firm foundation. Amen. When we truly take hold to God's word and his promise, there is nothing, no trouble, no circumstances, or anything that we would need to be fearful of or afraid of. Nothing. I don't care what's going on. When we really grab a hold, y'all, to what the word says, what Paul is, the Apostle Paul is trying to teach us in dress. There are so many pastors and teachers and books about the armor, because in order to be victorious, we must know what it is, and we must also be aware, glory to God, as to why it may not be working. And so it may not be working because of us, me. What am I doing? What am I not doing? What have I not done? What am I doing too much of that is reflecting the world or looking like the world? Because we are to be separated from the world. There is to be a difference. So you can't put new wine in old wineskin. Can't do that. It's going to leak out. And neither can you put on the full armor of God and you are still filthy and living in sin, walking in sin, and expect the armor to work for you. Because the armor will not. You're going to cause the armor to leak. You're going to, what you're doing is going to cause the armor to weaken its effect of what it's supposed to do. Do you hear me? It's when we really take a hold to the firm foundation of God's word. You know, we've been in church for so long that it's almost like, you know, this is what we do. We read the scripture. This is a very familiar passage. We read it, and so we kind of just, okay. But I'm telling you, God is telling us that we have got to understand the armor, and we've got to understand what it takes for the armor to work, huh? And then we must put it on and not take it off. Amen. We can't take it off. When you look at what's going on, if you watch the news today, crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy stuff. Some killing.
Right.
Useless. You know, buses, all kinds of things. Just right here. Right in our backyard, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we have to be protected, and not just the natural, but spiritual. The spiritual principalities, the rulers, the different rankings of the enemy that come against us spiritually. Come on now. But we have to know, I recognize you and I shall not be moved. Amen.
Yes.
And know that
yes.
you won't be moved because you have the authority. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
have. When we grab a hold to God's word, when we look at how Paul has broke this thing down for us, then we can look at one of my favorite scriptures, and that's Luke 10:19.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, behold, I give you the authority. Authority. See, we don't believe we have the authority. Come on here, Jesus.
Come on.
We don't
Come
believe
on.
We have the authority to trample
mm-hmm.
over the serpents, the scorpion, and have all power over the enemy. We don't believe we have that authority because our armor is not on, and if it's on, it's raggedy because we're in here and we're out over there, and we're messing over here, we're doing this over there, and so it becomes raggedy armor. And if it's raggedy, guess what? It will not hold up in time of war. It will not hold up in battle. Amen. So it's not the armor, it's not our God. We need to, like the Bible says, examine ourselves. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Because the armor works, somebody. The armor works. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The word of God works. Amen. And so just as we have to protect our feet in the natural, we don't leave out of the house going to work barefoot. We don't go to the park and, you know, go shopping barefoot. We don't do that. We go dressed. We have on our socks or stockings. We have everything that we need. We have our tennis shoes, our boots in the wintertime. Now, we really dressed in the wintertime before we go out. Live in Baltimore. Live in Detroit. You know, live in Alaska. Live in those places. You are going to make sure your feet is covered. And guess what, saints? We have to do that the same in the spirit. Amen.
Amen.
We have to make sure that our spiritual feet are covered with the preparation of the gospel. The Bible says that how sweet it is for the feet that carries the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
It is our duty to bring peace to every place we go. Peace in our communities. Peace on our job. You shouldn't be in the midst of confusion. You shouldn't be bringing confusion. You should be bringing peace. Come on now. You should be bringing calmness. You should be bringing love. Amen. Everywhere your feet trod, you should be releasing the peace of God. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. And it will be done by the saints, the believers, those that will take a hold to God's word and know that I have something to give. Amen. And I can change some things if I will walk with the gospel of peace. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Walking with the gospel of peace. And so I we'll stop it right there. Hallelujah. I got a little, we got a little off track with having those the difficulties in getting on today. But I just wanted to really go over, you know, the pieces of armor, and I hope you were able to see what Apostle Paul is trying to teach us in the pieces that we've looked at so far, and the importance of us walking in peace and being prepared, having our feet prepared, having on the right shoes, that we're balanced as Christians. We can't be off balance. If we're off balance, what will the world do?
Mm-hmm.
If we're off balance, who can they look up to? You know, we are the ones that bring peace. We're the one that bring the stability. We're the one that brings the firmness, the readiness, because it is in us. God has deposited in us. We're reading the word. We're walking in his word. We're spending time with him. We are taking on the armor of God by building our relationship more and more and more with the Lord. Amen. People talk about putting it on, but we just take it. He said, take on the full armor. It's not hard. Just take it. He's given it to me. God, I receive it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, God bless you. I do want to,
Amen.
You know, if anybody have not accepted Christ, we certainly want to invite you to be a part of the family. We had several that accepted Christ over our 3-day resurrection crusade, and all of heaven is rejoicing, and we are too. There may be someone that have a prayer request. I'm going to open the lines, and you can quickly share your prayer request, and we will be coming together. The intercessors are in the room. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To share and to stand in agreement with you with what you are believing God for. Hallelujah. Is there one? Hallelujah. Any prayer requests? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Then we are going to pray for our listeners, and we're going to pray for those that were added into the kingdom of Jesus Christ from the crusade. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Father, we praise you on today, and we just thank you, dear God, for teaching us about the armor, my Father, and teaching us to be ready with our feet prepared with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and being girded up with your word of truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness for our protection, Father. We just thank you, Lord God, that you love us enough, Lord God, to get us ready and make us, oh God, victorious in this battlefield, Lord God. We thank you that we don't war by ourselves, Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you that the battle is already won, oh God.
Yes.
And you teach us how to stand. And now, God, we just want to pray for our listening audience.
Yes,
whatever the need is, whatever their concerns are, whatever they're dealing with, if it's finances, if it's health, if there's marital problems, if it's school issues, if it's peer pressure, whatever it is, God, we come in the name of Yeshua, and we say, oh God, bring them out victorious. Cover them in the blood of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you that they are more than conquerors, Lord God. And today, God, we pray, oh God, for those that accepted you as Savior, that were teaching to pray for Brother John Knox, who, God, had an attack on last night. We continue to pray, my Father, for those that are afflicted We just thank you, Lord, for those souls that was added into the kingdom, Lord God. We cover them in the blood of Jesus. We stand with them in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, oh God, for connecting them, oh God, with the right family, spiritual family, Lord God, that they continue to grow and be strong in the power of your might. We pray, oh God, for the residents in South Dallas and Edgewood Manor, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for families being strong, and we thank you for the gift of forgiveness and the gift of repentance, Lord God. Forgive us of our sins, oh God, and cleanse us from anything that would separate us from your love, your praise, your anointing, your power, Lord God. And God, we just thank you, Lord God, for every need being met, Lord God. Whatever the struggles, whatever the need is, Lord God, we pray for our United States. Bless our country. Protect our country. Yes. We pray for our president. We pray for the governmental system. God, we pray for the whole system today, oh God. We pray, oh God, for those in third world countries, all pastors, all apostles and bishops and evangelists and missionaries that's teaching and preaching your word. We ask that you would protect them. We ask that you would cover them. We ask that you give them greater revelation of your word. Let them walk in your anointing. Let them walk in your power. And we thank you, Lord God, for miracles with signs and wonders, oh God. We pray tonight for those that are sick in their bodies, Lord God. And we decree that by your stripes, oh God, they can walk in complete and total healing, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that you encourage those that are single, raising children, oh God, grandparents that are raising their grandchildren. Lord God, we pray tonight, Lord God, for those, oh God, that strung out and trying to get free. We pray for that pastor who is struggling, that's trying to get free. We pray for that pastor that is, oh God, feel like giving up tonight. We say stand. And when you've done all that you know to do, continue to stand. Father, we stand as intercessors, interceding tonight, Lord God, for those that are going through, Lord God, those that are feeling like there's no hope, Lord God. You are our hope, Lord God. You are everything that we need. So, God, we give you praise on tonight. And we thank you, Lord God, that we understand the armor, Lord God. We understand the ranking in the spirit realm, Lord God. And we say we will not be moved. We say we are ready. We are armed, Lord God. We are prepared, Lord God. Oh, God, to be about the Father's business, Lord God. Father, we give you praise on tonight. And we just thank you that this word will take root in our hearts, that this word will take root in our spirit, that we will know, oh, Lord God, about the armor, how to put it on, and how to make it work for us. Clean up our thinking. Clean up our conversation. Snatch us out of the wrong spheres of influence, Lord God, and shake us up and clean us off, Lord God, and wash us in your blood, my Father, that we can stay in alignment with you, God, that there be no holes or no leakage in our armor, that we can be victorious, Lord God. Father, we give you praise tonight, and we just thank you, Father. We thank you for our listeners, Lord God. We just ask you to bless them in a very special way, Lord God. So we cover them in the blood of Jesus. We pray for our pastors, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Those that, oh God, go to you, oh God. Oh God, we pray that they are encouraged and strengthened in the name of Yeshua. Lord, we give you praise, Lord God. We thank you tonight as we raise our faith to another level, oh God, to believe you for supernatural breakthroughs, Lord God, for miracles with signs and wonders, for debt cancellation, Lord God, for zero out medical bills and zero out college bills, Lord God, and zero out on mortgages and zero balance on our car notes, Lord God. We thank you that you are freeing us up for kingdom work, Lord God, and that you are giving seed to the sower, and you are making us, oh God, go forward forth in the power of your might. Father, we praise you. We praise you. We praise you. And give you glory, Lord God. We thank you, God, because nothing is too hard for you. And whatever that is that's holding that sister back, whatever that thing is that's weighing that brother down, whatever that thing is that's keeping them from going forward, we say the power of it is broken. Because greater is he that is within us than the enemy that comes against us. You are free to go forth in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are free to reach for greater. You are free to reach for higher. And God, we thank you that marriages are blessed, Lord God, and families are blessed, Lord God, and mothers and daughters are coming back, and fathers and sons are reuniting, and families are being restored. Father, we thank
you, Lord God.
We thank you that we see it, Lord God. We see the manifestation of the prayers that we have prayed, Father. And
thank you, Lord God, that you hear and answer our prayers, Lord God.
Continue to take care of our children, my Father, as they go to and from on the campuses, Lord God, as we go to and from to our different destinations, Lord God, those traveling on the airways, those traveling on the highways, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord God.
Right.
We thank you that no premature death for our children. Lord. Oh, God, they will live the rest of their days. We thank you for breakthrough. We thank you for deliverance, Lord God. We thank you for restoration, my Father. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your eyes are in all places. Hallelujah. And we thank you, oh God, that we trust you, Daddy. We trust you, and we lean not to our own understanding. We come acknowledging you in everything that we do. We come acknowledging you in every place that we go. We come acknowledging you, God, that you would order our steps and make it's great. And we thank you in advance, Lord God, for what you're going to do and what you have done, Lord God. Now, the unspoken prayer, God, we ask that you would take that situation too, Lord God, and turn it around, that you would get the glory. We thank you. We give you praise. It is your servant's prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. 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 Thank you,
Hallelujah. We give you praise. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for the soul. Thank you for the deliverance. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the answer. Thank you for turning that situation around. Father, we thank you. We thank you for it, God. We thank you that you are our healer. We thank you, God. You are our comforter. You are our comforter. You are our protector. Hallelujah. When we lay our heads down on our pillow, God, you are with us. Hallelujah. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and yours and continue to cover you with his peace and his love. Amen. Anybody have anything to share before we let the line? Amen. Well, God bless each of you. We'll be back in the room on next Wednesday at 9:30. Hope you have gained something from the teaching on tonight. We have to be prepared. Hallelujah. Amen.
Also want to remind you that on Monday night, there is My Sister, My Friend. On Tuesday is Mojo. On Friday, it's Street Talk. And Saturday, Free on the Inside. And Thursday, a Kingdom Call. And this is through Blog Talk Radio, Granny's Place. I am Elder Jordan, and this is a Kingdom Call. God bless you until we connect again next week. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.